A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 30th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk to you, our listeners, about the state of the nation.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk to you, our listeners and viewers, about the state of the nation. Tell us how we are managing to get by as the country's economic crisis worsens.
Zimbabwe's economy has been struggling over the past two decades. The purchasing power of the average Zimbabwean has fallen back to the same levels of the 1953.
The government is blaming its economic problems on external forces and drought. Tell us about how you and your family are managing to get by every day, Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, Onguka Gibbs nasi tila kuti tinge tichitaura nemhuri yeZimbabwe muchitudza kuti muri kukwanisa sei kuti munge muchirarama. Tila kuti mutitaurire nezvenhau dzechikafu, nhau dzemabasa. Tiri kunzwa kuti mumaguta makawanda mvura iri kunetsa kuti inge ichiwanikwa. Vana vechikoro vamwe varikutadza kuenda kuchikoro nezvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana zvikuru zvikonzerwa nedambudziko iroro rekuti dhora harisi kubatika, uye vamwe vari kutiwo vakaenda kumabhanga kwacho hakuna chekubata. Vari kupedza nguva yakawanda vari mumutsetse yekuti vange vachikwanisa kutora mari mumabhanga. Tinoda kunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti zviri kufamba sei, uye mapurisa ari kutiwo mazuva ano vanenge vari kuona uwandu hwevanhu vakati wandei vari kuurayana mudzimba umo, vana baba nana mai. Kazhinji vanoongorora nyaya dzakadai vari kuti zviri kukonzerwawo nekuti zvinhu hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka muZimbabwe. Gibbs.
Yebo hambe zuluka ndaba lingalichona njani lapha likhona kuna ngapho ngemakhaya thina ngapha siyaphila sibili ngapha eMelika phela iMemorial Day. Esingathi eZimbabwe khona ngapho kuyabe kungani Heroes Day. So ke lingasiboni singachanga amathayi lamhlanje lapha iholiday. So ke sifisa ukuthi lingene kuhlelo lapha siyabe sixoxa khona ngokuthi kambe liphatheke njani ngezinto eziningi khona lapho lapha elihlala khona. Njalo nxa sikhuluma ngamabhanga liyathola yini imali, nxa sokubuya ezempila kahle lime njani, liyakuyenelisa yini ukuthi liyefika ezibhedlela lokunye okuthiyeneyo kunjalo, kumbe ivini amaklinika. Nxa sokubuya ke ukutshayana ezindlini kambe abantu baphathene njani. Sifuna zulu likhulume izifiso zenu zonke. Lakho khonoko kufumbathe esifubeni sakho lamhla ubhoboke phela ukhulume ngakho. Njalo lo mnotho welizwe kambe ume njani, uyaguquka kumba uguquki. Nxa ufuna njalo ungakhuluma ngokutshengisela ezitaladini kwebandla leZANU PF, lokutshengisela ezitaladini kwebandla leMDC, kumbe lawe nxa ufuna ukutshengisela wedwa uyasitshela ngakho phela. Ye, ngena kuhlelo khona manje. Yes, as it could be important.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Gibbs, the good news for our listeners and viewers is that now they can manage to watch this program live. Let's just take a listen to one of our promos, Gibbs. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Studio 7 is now streaming live talk on Facebook. Be sure to catch us every day from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. for engaging discussions on important topics of the day. Share your thoughts live during the show. Our Facebook address is VOA Studio 7. That address again, VOA Studio 7. Don't forget to like us.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. Gibbs, I think we have a caller there.
Yes, lo mnumzana uDube osecingweni khona manje mfoka Dube kunjani?
Ukona Dube
cingweni? Baba Dube ukhona na? Yeah, hamba hamba bitchana Dube, hamba hamba kancane. Hamba hamba kancane. Asikuzwa kuhle. Oh, umnumzana Ncube, cheta futhi kancane Ncube, cheta futhi mbijana baba. Yey, kuna pola bosu kona songconywana, uyangizwa kodwa. Yey, sengikuzwa vele unganyamukuli, ungakukhulumi lo muntu eceleni, sikhuluma lati kanti ukona manje. Akho sitshethi wena ubhekane lani lapho khona kona. Sikheleza futhi le Ncube ifoni yakho sikheleza akuye lapho ukuthi nxa ufonelwa sibili ngabantu bakho lapho engena khona mnandi uyabunga phi kwangkhona hambe kuma khona pho kanye nxa kusenza uqanise phezulu kwesihlahla sibili baba ya sokungcono kakhulu. Yeah, mana konapho. So, kanti sakhuluma usithi ke abantu abanengi ababeyitshengisela abafana namankazana amancane kubeka ke khona.
Uthi na njengoba kunjalo nje bayakubeka ukuthi ugada olutsha. Ugada olutsha ngikhangele abantwana abasemazweni khona kwelisiyo eBotswana, eSouth Africa, ngingasabalula amanye abazwaba overseas. Konke labana abantwana ugaja olutsha ugaja olutsha lolalesingane imali yokuthatha mina ngithi liyi-3-4 million konke ngolumatho lwayibona labana ihlela nalonaelekadingizela kuthi ama-ARI ukuthi lona liyavumelana lokuthi okwenzakala kulele lizwe kuqondise into sengikhangela ikakhulu futhi ngapha ukuthi emaphandleni ngapha amatitshala akhona na kule isabelo semadlekeleni abafundisa eprimary matitshala angasiyo ulimi lwesindebeleni kodwa abantwana laba bekhuluma ulimi lwesindebeleni emagumeni angakikho kuye balakho ukuthi kuye kuthiwa kule 50% ukuthi abantwana bapase nge-50% isabelo semadlekeleni kwenziwa engabomu lokhu ukuthi abantwana bangapha emadlekeleni babehlale ezigcini besebenzela abantwana besibange semathoneni abakhona futhi ukuthi abantwana bangapha emadlekeleni bangaphandle komazwe kenxa yokubana kabathole imisebenzi bengatholi imisebenzi bengaokubana kabafundi
ye babancube babancube sicela ukuthi sikufonele ngoba ifoni leyo ngazani iyahlupha kakhulu wathi sikufonele kathesi kodwa sizwile okunye kade ukukhuluma siyakufonela kathesi
Yes,
I'm fine, Baba. So that was Mr. Ngube, you know, he's in Kai. He was saying that, you know, since independence, there have been so many problems in Zimbabwe. And it appears as if one of the problems is with the youth.
Mm-hmm.
He says they don't seem to see exactly where they are going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, most of them are not employed, but they were seen recently actually backing the president,
mm-hmm.
saying that they support him. But he says he disagrees with that kind of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And was saying that in terms of teachers, you know, in most rural areas in Matabeleland and region,
mm-hmm.
The people that are teaching there are non-Ndebele speakers,
mm-hmm.
especially those at the lower ranks of the primary school education system.
Mm-hmm.
So he says we should have people that are actually proficient in the local languages. So he says that's why the pass rate is quite low.
Mm-hmm.
So that is his opinion.
Mm-hmm. Right? Let's go to Mkoma Joshua Gavi. Makadi Mkoma Joshua.
Tiripo Makadi niwo enyu.
Aiwa, tiripo. Mkoma Joshua, tiudzewo kuti muri kurarama sei nemhuri yenyu.
Haiko zvinezvi nasi yacho haina kumira zvakanaka.
Sei muri kudaro?
Tinoitika ndechekuti mabasa ari muno muZimbabwe hakuna ina hangu ndinoita zvokusona. Ndaita zvokusona kudaro so pari zvimwe ndikatarisa ndiri muno muZimbabwe ndinotambira about $40.
Munosenzera munhu here kana kuti munozvisonera mega?
Hallo?
Munonge muchisona muchizvishandira mega here kana kuti pane wamuri kushandira?
Ndiri kutoshandirawo muratinoshandirawo.
Okay, saka mune muchibhadharwa $40 pamwedzi pazuva?
Pasvondo.
Mune muchibhadharwa $40 pasvondo?
But ukatarisa manje transport cost yekunge uchienda kubasa ikoko kukungoenda kubasa nokudzoka transport cost yacho yepasvondo ipapabo inobva yatora $10. Apa hapana food, hapana chii. Ukazoshandisa futi food ipapo uchimunzi another $10 inobva yatorwa. Saka from $40 unosara wane $20.
Saka munozorarama sei manje nemhuri nemari shoma iyoyo?
Ndo kusikana vanhu vakataura kuti nasi yacho mazuva ano yakaoma because nekamari kakako kuti uchirarama manje apo uchida kubhadhara rendi inosvika about $50. Saka panenge pakangoma hakungoti unoshaya kuti ungaitei hapana hapo zvokuita but ndo nasi yatiri kuraramawo mazuva ano hamenoti ingaperawo se.
Asi imiwo sechizvarwa chezimbabwe zvii zvamurora kuti zvinge zvichiitwawo tichitarisawo kubva kuhurumende zvii zvamungade kuvaudza kana vakateerera?
Ini maonero angu ndokungoti dai nyaya dzehori dzadzi hatisidiruke because kana hori ichakangogara kuona chinhu kubudirira.
Aiwa, saka mhuri yenyu yakakura zvakadii Mukoma
Joshua? Hallo?
Ndandati mhuri yenyu yakakura zvakadii?
Ndine vana vatatu.
Mune vana vatatu. Pari
zvino but two ndo vanoenda kuchikoro asi
mumwe achiri mudiki?
Mumwe achiri mudiki zvake saka mhuri iyoyo yokuti irarame pakaoma. Asi ukanzwa hako government ichitaura you think kuti zvinhu zvinonaka but unozoona manje pamberi apo kuti hapana chinonaka bhokonzi kuba kwacho kwakanyanyisa waone kuchifunza ndiye ari kuita zviri nani unozvinzwa kuti aitawo chakati ari kuba izvazvoda saka hapana chingambobudirira ipapo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu Mukoma Joshua.
Aiwa, ndizvozvo maita ini chakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Gibbs, you heard from Mr. Gavi, Mr. Joshua Gavi. He's saying, you know, it's really difficult to raise his family. He has three children, and he's saying weekly he gets about $40, and the bulk of that money goes to transport, and also he needs to eat during the day. So basically it's about $20, and he has to pay his rent, which is about $50. But he's saying the major problem in Zimbabwe is corruption, and he says the government must address that, Gibbs.
Lapa siyo nkosikazi Sakile Ne ose Botswana. Unjani ke Matube?
Ngiyaphila kutisiri njani lina lonke khona
abesiki. Isiyaphila kakhulu ke kunjani Botswana?
Hayi, eBotswana namhla uyaqanda.
Ungathini?
Yeye,
ungathini ke namhlanje? Ungasitshela.
Hayi, impilo yokhathe simple siphila eBotswana. Ngathi ngiyakhala sipoultry enkukhu kodwa eh ngoba ngona konke stock feed isikwelile siphezulu so hayi. Ngenza khona ngiphinde ngenze okwamabheli.
Okwamabheli
ukuthengisa ama-second hand clothes.
No, okay, yeah.
Kodwa lapha kunwede ngoba ngingaze ndiwode ngathi ngiyazi amthi ingene la leZimbabwe customs. U-DJ imali yangikhona iqinisa imaningi kakhulu ezinye icina uzowuthathelwa kuthiwa hayi hambe edinga imali yangikhona of which khonapho yakuyi-bread winner. Ugcina abazali ngayo uphinde la ufuna ukuthi uzincedise ngayo ugcina ebheke end of the day ukungela lutho olwenzileyo kodwa usebenza nzima njalo emazweni lapho esikhona uphonge uhlala kuphela anytime ngapho kuzothiwa hhayi i-permit yakho asisayi-remove uzakuyanga
so kunzima kanganani ukuhlala eButswana khonapho
hayi eButswana kunzima awuvi la ma-rights afana la ma-locals kunzima sibila sikuthi kulula siyafisa ukuthi ngayo lathi siseduzele ekhapa wangihambe ekhaya kukhona uzafika uyenze kade sinjengoba kungenamali so nxa singapha sesokuzama nje ukuthi atleast uvuke la uhambe ungathiwambe sekufuneka imali yalokho ekhaya ukwazi ukuthi uthumeze but akulula
so ubona zani uzahlala emazweni ukuze kuthini maduba
ahi akuavele into ilo umbuzo onzima kise into endile enzima engakunika yona kodwa siyafisa ukuthi lathi ngelinilanga ukuvula usekhaya usezibapha ungasezukuthi noma uhambe uzumte kuziza njengekwerekwere ngapho bathi makwerekwere but that is an insult to it so uma usekhaya uyaku-free noma ungaphumi ufuna ukuthi ungene ema-ofisini you can be held ungela muntu oza kuthi ah zama ukuthi ukhulume ulimi esiluzwayo ngoba nxa usekhaya kungcono uyabukhuluma yo mother tongue nxa ungapha ungazazi isiTswana abanye baya bengakwazi isiZulu uhluthi ubone vele usukwenye indawo ofithi ukuthi uzancede ekucineni like ma singena ebot sometimes ma ungena ebot yasifuthi ama-citizens balelayini yabe-infeatures xa ungaso wena citizen uyajoyina iline and people are being harassed akula nto ozayenza ngoba uyangenuya elizweni la awula right
yeke nxa usukhangeleke ngempilo yakho khonapho ukuthi kambe kuzaze kuthini madube
sesilaba sesiphongukhuleyo enkosini sesizabona ukuthi kuzaze kuthini kumbe kungalunga izinto zingalunga njengoba ungaze kuthiwa ivote I always cross ngihambe ekhaya ngiye-customer ivote ngaba ngokuthi izinto zizathini but it's coming back to us so angazi ukuthi impilo yami izazithini sengikhona ngihambe kuzaze kuthini inkosi yesiba
hayi siyawuza kakhulu madube so inkukhu kathi uzigcina ngapha eButswana kumbe ekhaya
eButswana
oh okay siyakuzwa
mama izigobo izengizithengisa ekhaya
hawu siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongele kakhulu madube
allright ngiyabonga kakhulu
okay bye so that was Mrs. Sakile Dube Ne you know she is based in Botswana and she's saying that she was running a poultry project but she's almost abandoning it because stock feed is always going up and she's not getting some good returns. And she's saying that, you know, she used to take second-hand clothes across the border to Zimbabwe, but customs duty is too high, and so she can't afford to do whatever she wants. And she says, generally, life is very difficult in Botswana. You know, they are called makwerekweres. You know, that kind of derogatory term of, your, you know, calling other people. And she says she doesn't know what is going to happen to her. Fate will only decide whatever, you know, in terms of life. And she says God is the savior in any case.
I think we have our first guest. That is Reverend Levi Kadenge of the Methodist Church. Reverend Kadenge, good evening.
Good evening, brother.
Thank you so much for joining us, Reverend. Of course, it's such a short notice. Gibbs, maybe you can fire away. We have Reverend Kadenge on the line.
Reverend Kadenge, can you tell us about some of the challenges that are faced by Zimbabweans, especially those that actually come to you seeking some kind of help?
Young man, I think this country is going through untold suffering. Also, the citizens, really, things are tough. I've been listening to the guys who were speaking prior to me, and they are saying the truth is a big challenge. Many people have been laid off. And those who are working are getting little. And this month, and you go into town, every bank, you see there are lots and lots of people, queues that never end. And people get there, they don't get the money they want. They get very little. And really that little to go about to pay for what they have to, it's a challenge. So the life in this country has become a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Zimbabweans are very good to make do with the little that is there. But I think where we are going, it's really a tall order because there is no little to go by. So most of the families are in dire straits, and it's a challenge which we don't know how to go about it. Like others were saying, there's a lot of corruption. You go into the road, the police are just there taking money from people for charges that are very frivolous. And if you don't pay, they impound your car. And if the car is a bit old, you know that once it's impounded, to be taken or to be given back, they have to look at other things which are not right, and you may not get the car. So people have to run around to look for money from friends just to pay for something they are required to pay for, which is missing on their car. So really, the daily lives here, it's a nightmare. You have to be around to appreciate what the people are saying. But where we are now, we really don't know how to move from there, and to where no one knows. So I don't know the authorities that are there, how they think they can solve this problem.
Thank you.
No money is in the bank.
Thank you, Reverend. Please do stay on the line. Of course, we just want to remind our listeners and viewers that tomorrow there is the Connection, that is the youth program. So we encourage you to listen or watch that program every Tuesday. Gibbs, let's just take a listen and, of course, promote that youth program.
Sure. Yes.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us tomorrow as we discuss teenage pregnancy, as the recent Zimbabwe Demographic Health Survey shows 1 in 10 adolescent girls giving birth each year. What's your take on this issue?
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
Of course, today we are talking about the state of the nation, and we are talking to ordinary Zimbabweans about how they are managing to get by as the economic situation worsens. Gibbs,
hold on. Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about the economic situation.
Hey, I'm
going to talk to you about the economic situation.
Hey, I'm going to talk to you about the economic situation.
I'm going to get to you for us.
Mina intengi bona ingahle kahle. Ikhaya lethu alimanga kahle. Nathi la sila igula sithanda ukubala. And siyathanda ukuba phansi kwemuli zethu njengawo kodwa simasifuni. Asifuni. And umsebenzi phela yabona ikhaya ukuthi awukho.
Ehe.
Sinendawo esingenazikolo. Ihulumeni yethu ayisigodlindi imali yakhe bona laphana ekhaya ukuthi ngabe sinendawo engenasikolo nendawo engenamaklinika. Uyazi, ungasuka ngike ngavakatshela kwenye indawo okuthiwa kuseTholotho. Ngasuka eTholotho ngaze ngawufika isibhedlela ngawuzithola ephumula, okuwukuthi ukuthi indawo yonke lowo mango lowo phakathi awula sibhedlela. Isikolo ngadlisa isikolo esikhona 4 kodwa umango wakhona umkhulu kakhulu. Ungawukuthi uma kungaakhiwa laphana kuthiwa kakhiwe iyouthi ngakhona ukusebenza. Kodwa ngendlela yokuthi ihulumeni yethu idle mali angazi ngize leliyana sizobuthwala ubunzima lapha. And nangapha emazweni nako phela abafuni ilizwe labo abantu. Bakhathele ama-visitor avela kuleliya ilizwe lingafuni ukuma. So indaba embi kakhulu.
Yes, siyakuzwa ke nxa ukuthi ungavalelisa abantu bezimbabwe kwalapho ungabatshela ukuthi
ngabavalelisa thi kakhulukazi ngathi nje ke ngithanda ukuthi bongele nje bonke nalaba benza imashi then bese ngidingelela nje abantu abami Ryan Lillian Energy seluleko. So ngithi ababoni ukuthi kuzima emhlabela hleli khatshana labo asithandi ukuba semazweni.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke nomzala bekezela ungadinela kusasa uphenduke phela ungasikhohlwa.
Ya, nawo umama uthi na ufuna ukulandisa ngeza sithi baba.
Yeah, what is kumele la isibili ye. Kaboy.
Hey baba.
Nyaphila mama, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila nani njani baba?
Siphila kakhulu, ngikhuluma lo bani?
Hayi, ukhuluma lo Mankomo uNazinhle.
Ye, Mankomo, akutsho ngeZimbabwe ungathini?
Eyi baba, eZimbabwe hayi isikhathi sobunzima. Uyazi sihleli ubunzima, sihleli abantwabethu sibashiye kude. Uyabuhlala usuthi wena ngapho utshala uvala ukuthi ingxenye mina ngisuthi abantwana balele bengadlanga. Imali zakhona zibhala lalapho esikhona imisebenzi yakhona kayitholakali kahle.
Yeah, bamba kona po mankomo, bamba kona po ngaika chana mama, siyabuya kuwe, ngamafichani, singatati kefu.
Reverend Kadenge, please do stay on the line, and also Mr. Stanley Torima, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. Go to our Facebook page. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube, Baba Makeza, Lao Konape Botswana. Mambila in Sibu Aikachana, Siavoy. Stay tuned.